Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we've been studying 2 Samuel chapter 16 and 17. And we've already noted the central statement of chapter 16, where it says, "For the Lord had ordained to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel." And we've said that's a statement of God's providence. But how does the providence play out? Well, that's what we're going to see over the next several weeks in chapters 17 and 18. But for our purposes today, I want you to take note that God can use the foolishness of haters, which always brings up an interesting ethical question, because within this text, we see spycraft and deception. Are these acts ethical? Are they moral? Well, let me direct you to a fascinating conversation between Dr. Al Mohler and a former CIA agent. The podcast is called Thinking in Public, and the name of the particular episode is Spycraft and Soulcraft on the Front Lines of History. Give that a listen and see if that will help you out as you think about this moral dilemma. But as we continue to go deeper into this text, we see spies having to dive into a well. We see the craftiness of a wife spreading grain over the well to make it appear as if nothing was underneath. It's a well of a story that we have going on here. But then we see Ahithophel once more, and he sees the writing on the wall. He knows what's to come for his betrayal. He sees that Absalom doesn't trust him and that David will likely succeed in a war, and then Ahithophel would be executed. And so Ahithophel chooses to take his own life. And then we get this geographical bit of information so that we know where Absalom's army is. They are in the land of Gilead, east of the Jordan River, which has been in the past favorable to anti-David campaigns. But David and his crew are a bit south of Gilead, still pretty close to Absalom's camp in the region of Mahanaim. And there they find favorable company where they are provided beds, bathrooms, pots, pans, food, refreshment, all the stuff. And it all makes you wonder if it wasn't this very statement and this very treatment that inspired David to write, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." One of the good things about walking with the Lord day by day is that He knows exactly where the enemy is in your life, and He's still willing and able to provide for you all that you need for life and godliness. As you pray today, please remember Jeremy and Mandy Hambrice and their family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Sandawe LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.